Hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned. My name is Shelley. I am your host. If you are a first-time listener, welcome. And if you are a returning listener, thank you. I really, truly appreciate your support. We are going to talk briefly today about the purgatory of self-improvement. But before we get started, let me say I am at the beach in Gulf Shores, where we come every Christmas over the holiday season. So if you hear the occasional wave breaking or seagull going by, then you know I am on the beach. Also, I want to ask, have you joined our Facebook group? We have a Facebook group, Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned, and we have over 1,000 amazing and beautiful women over the age of 50. I hope you will join us. The information to do so is down in the show notes. I have another announcement. Street View Adventure is giving 10% off to our listeners for the next tour they have in February to Florida. These tours are unique because you're just not going to walk around and look at pretty things, which you will be doing. During this tour, Robin Joy Myers will be providing group workshops on how to harness the positive power of fear to your advantage. She will teach you about choice, chance, and change. But you can find more information down in the show notes along with the code to receive your 10% off. Okay, let's get started. Self-help purgatory. Self-improvement purgatory, I should say. For many, many years, I kept telling myself, I'm going to start making better choices. One day, things are going to change for me. I'm going to stop drinking so much. I'm going to stop complaining. I'm going to get out of toxic relationships. I'm going to start developing habits that are going to be beneficial for me, that are going to help me succeed in life. And you know, I never did. What I did do was just sit around and complain about my life. I whined. I blamed everybody else for this life that I had. And I read self-improvement books. I was a self-improvement junkie, which I have chatted about before on this podcast. Here's the thing about self-improvement books. I think they do offer a whole lot of valuable information. Little tidbits and anecdotes and just ways that you can change your life. But just reading the books aren't going to help. Because what I found was reading the self-help books, I got this surge of inspiration. It was momentary, but it was still this surge of inspiration that I got. And I felt better for a little bit. But then that inspiration wears off. You know, it's like coming down off a sugar high. Or, you know, after you've had one too many glasses of wine and you start losing that buzz. And then you need that fix again. So I would come down off these self-improvement highs. And you know what? I didn't need inspiration. I needed a good, swift kick in the ass. And one of the things that happened for me was that really dreadful day in December, which is you can read about in my podcast episode. I believe it's the second episode, How I Ran Away from Home at 50. And I'll drop that link down in the show notes as well, where I, you know, made this decision to make a drastic change in my life. I just got to the point where I was just really, really tired. Tired of my life, tired of myself, tired of everything around me. And then that scary moment at the train really was what gave me the kick in the ass. No more inspiration for me, people. I didn't need it anymore. But here's why people don't want to make changes. Is that we're comfortable there. It's a very comfortable place for us. It's a known quantity. We know how to act. We know what's going to happen around us. And we like to stay there. It's very comfortable. Getting out of your comfort zone is like being dropped in a foreign country where you don't speak the language and you don't know the culture. You just don't know what to do. So we like to stay comfortable. People become afraid when we think that we have to change and we no longer know exactly what's going to be happening to us. So, you know, that's one reason that people don't like to change. And there's all sorts of books and articles and stuff written on that. But for me, that was the reason. I can only speak for myself, for my experience, but that was the reason I did not want to change, is it was comfortable. And in that comfortable, we don't have to do any work. Our life is not our responsibility. Everything that's happened to us, everything that's not going right, everything we can't do, everything we can't change, is the fault of somebody else. and who wants to take responsibility for their own life, right? I mean, who wants to sit up one day and be like, you know, it's not my parents' fault I have a shitty life. It's my fault. It's my fault that I am staying in this crappy job. It is my fault that I'm staying in this crappy relationship. It is my fault that I don't get up off my ass and exercise and eat right. I mean, you know, basically, that's it. I know you're going to say, well, it's easy to change if you've got resources. But when I went to Colorado, I didn't have anything. I was literally at rock bottom. I spent all my money on booze. I quit my job here in Missouri. I had about $1,000 in a car and a car payment. Barely had a place to live. Knew two people out in Colorado. And I didn't have a job when I went out there. So, you know, at that time, it was like, I've got to take full-blown responsibility for my life because I have very few resources at the moment. So that's what I did. And I encourage you. No, I don't encourage you. I'm telling you here. I don't want to be like I said earlier. I don't want to inspire you. I want to give you a kick in the ass. I want you to put down the self-improvement books. You know what to do. And I want you to make a decision, to demand of yourself that your life be the way that you want it to be. Pick one thing. Start small. What can you do with what you have, where you are at this moment? Choose that and start working on that. And while you're doing that, find a support in a group of people or a coach, a therapist, somebody. Find some support. Our Facebook group is the perfect place to start. With 1,000 women, many of them are in the same boat that you are. So here's the deal. Let's make 2020 successful. Take responsibility for your life. Lay down the self-improvement books. And find support to help you make the changes that you want to make. All right, peeps. I hope that you found this useful. If you did, please share it with at least one person who you think it might be beneficial. And before I let you go, check out the YouTube station. Women Over 50 Alive Redesigned. I will have that in the show notes. We had a Facebook group live takeover where I had eight of the former podcast guests come on and do a live every single day on one action that you could take to make 2020 a success. And I have to tell you, they were so good. So many varied topics. And I've got those videos in the YouTube station. So go on over there and subscribe. All right, peeps, until next time, stay awesome.